Several of the competitive dog teams in this year's Iditarod were the result of cooperative agreements between mushers. As APRN Iditarod Trail reporter Tim Bodoni reports, these cooperative arrangements could become more common in the years ahead.
Norwegian mushers managed the dog pooling system to great success in the early part of the last decade. Some Canadian and American mushers doubted whether the Norwegian dog pooling system would catch on here. They found it hard to believe that many kennel owners would surrender so much control over training, race strategy, and winnings, not to mention dogs, to someone else. But for personal and financial reasons, more competitive distance mushers are turning to dog pooling as the best way to get a team in the Iditarod and other major races. Sebastian Schnula is one such musher. The 2009 Yukon Quest champion had his own kennel in Whitehorse and did most of the hard work of raising and training dogs by himself. Burned out and ready for a lifestyle change, Schnula said he would be leaving distance mushing after the 2010 season and sold off most of his dogs. But he was back for the 2011 Iditarod and finished in sixth place with a team that grew out of dog-sharing arrangements with both Jesse Royer and Aaron Burmeister, added to a core of his favorite old dogs. During a break in this year's race at Caltag, Schnula said that the opportunity to get all of Burmeister's team last fall got him thinking about Iditarod again.
It was just the fact that Aaron wanted to take another year of a break. It is better for the dogs to run than to sit. And they're relatively young dogs, you know, so this is kind of their first experience.
In the deal, Schnula gets to keep the prize money from his sixth place finish in Iditarod this year, in exchange for Burmeister having access to Schnula's veteran dogs in the future. Schnula insists that a bond of mutual trust has to exist between the musher and every dog on his team, regardless of where they came from. So if he didn't click with the Burmeister dog early in their training, he sent it back. In the end, Schnula got a dog team to the starting line without having to commit to the cost and exhaustion of managing a large kennel. And for guys like him, he says, that's the best way to go.
I've never been much into raising puppies and breeding. You need a pretty big operation for that. A lot of people to help. I don't believe in giving my young dogs to dog handlers. Dogs know nothing, handlers know nothing, very bad combo. Families like Lance, you know, or the CVs and so on, they had a whole different thing. It just never worked for me. I have to work for a living between training a race team and raising puppies and working. There's just, forget it, I just don't have the time.
Trent Herbst also decided to enter a dog sharing partnership because he didn't want to make a long-term commitment to the sport. The Ketchum, Idaho-based Iditarod veteran didn't want to simply lease a team for a few months or continue to run puppy teams for other mushers like he had in the past. Instead, he found a better option in teaming up with his friend Jake Berkowitz, the winner of this year's Copper Basin 300. Both got their start in mushing as handlers for Ed Steelstra in Michigan. When Berkowitz got an opportunity to buy a high-quality dog team last year, Herbst came on board as a co-investor. As part of the deal, Herbst got a team for this year's Iditarod.
I'm not into this for the long term like Jake is, but I'd also love to see Jake win this thing. And I think Jake is going to, especially with this dog team and especially with the breeding he's going to do with it. So with that, we just kind of laid out a cost and what would be fair and helped Jake buy his team and start breeding. And then it also got me to a more competitive team instead of running yearlings for people. And it worked out great for both of us.
Herp says that next year, he and Berkowitz will have two teams in competition. Berkowitz will drive the top team in the Yukon Quest, and Herbst will take the less experienced yearling team. For the Iditarod, they'll switch. They might have high hopes for their dogs, but Berkowitz and Herbst have yet to figure out how the partnership will handle the fruit of their labor.
We haven't really sorted out prize money. Is, you know, it's such a little part of the, I guess, the payback for the kennel. Most of it will come in sponsorship or basically both of us work. And Jake works up on the glacier in Juneau in the tourist industry. And I teach down in Sun Valley, Idaho. And that's basically how we afford this.
Like Schnula, Herbst believes that a musher needs to work with a dog team for an entire season to build a solid relationship. And that dog sharing partnerships that don't acknowledge that will not survive. It may not be the route that all competitive mushers will take, but for someone like Trent Herbst, the decision to give up some control of your dogs in exchange for lower costs and commitments makes good sense.
Especially for young people that are not established yet in the sport, partnering up is probably the way to go as far as helping training, but also being able to afford it. And I think you're going to see more of the competitive teams in the future being partnerships.
In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.